Thank you very much for your very interesting presentation. The next lecturer will be Professor Frigyes Nagy, the former Minister of Agriculture. He comes from University of West Hungary. The title of his presentation is The Relation of Common and the National Agricultural Policy. Please, Professor Nagy, present your lecture. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, professors. Thank you for the invitation, too. I'd like to greet all the participants here, from the Hungarian participants, and especially the participants from other countries, from the countries from the European Union and the countries that are member-to-be countries, the future members, Macedonia, Iceland, and Turkey, especially Turkey. You, my Turkish friends, you can be sure that you will be the member of the European Union. Do you know why? Because the European Union needs your market, 70 million people. This is the important. Not the Maastricht convergence criteria. Not this is the important question. The important question to gain the market. This is a big piece for the European multinational firms. But turn to the topic. We are speaking about the relation of common and national agricultural policy. Now, there are right now in Hungary, there are some people who say that we have to follow strictly the Brussels recommendations, the Brussels regulations. Other people say that it's not so important, we can neglect it somehow. We have to harmonize these two branches because it's very important for Hungary to adjust themselves for the European Union's regulations. Does it operate? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are speaking about the interdependence between common and national agricultural policy, we have to concern our moving possibilities in this particular branch. At the first sight, we can reveal that a very narrow path is above us to balance our agricultural actions and our politics. If one asks about proportions, it can be estimated perhaps that about 30-40% of our agriculture is determined by the world market. We are unable to influence it, of course, especially the world prices. This is the business of other powers. About other 30-40% is determined by the European Union common agricultural policy. We have some effect there, a small effect, but we have to be strong there, of course. At about 20-30% stays, remains for us to enforce our vision imaginations. It's reasonable to pull our national sovereignty, ladies and gentlemen, in this extent after joining the European Union. We give up our sovereignty completely. This is a big question. The common agricultural policy has particular high importance in agriculture and rural development because this is the area where comprehensive regulation for supports and market relations exists. But because agricultural policy is created in Brussels, have we to do nothing else than to keep the common rules? No. Even we are obliged to enforce our own particular interests, ladies and gentlemen, in the legislation. The main question is, do we have any possibilities for national arrangements within the frame of common agricultural policy? In which area? And in what and which extent? We have to speak some words about the single market of the European Union. What about the single market? First of all, one has to emphasize that the target of common agricultural policy is to operate successful single market, first of all for the sake of consumers. I have to emphasize that for the consumers. The European Union doesn't work for the producers. The first target is to satisfy the consumers. Besides this, it endeavors to ensure the market stability for the farmers, to escape disturbances by influencing the output of goods by means of market instrument. Also, the European Union tried to help the producers too, especially with market possibilities. Parallel by the operation of the single market, how long-term sustainability of production plays more and more growing role. From the point of view of the worldwide lack from energy, nowadays attention is directed also to the fuel gained from agriculture. If we approach this question one-sidedly, only from one side only, unbearable burden can stress the nature and environment, which has to be escaped, of course. We take part in the decision-making actions in the European Union, so we have to chance to influence the legislation procedures, especially if we cooperate with other member states having similar interests. For example, it had been carried through successfully in the course of the budgetary negotiations. It has to be underlined that mutual agricultural policy can be realized above all through national approach. Besides the possible influence of common decisions, the areas which stood in national competence have to be treated prominently in Hungary. Taking these areas one by one, we find out that we are facing with relevant elements. The common and national agricultural policy has to be harmonized. This is the condition and guarantee to develop and sustain our agriculture for long term. That needs continuous cooperation with farmers, mostly in the frame of extension service, a well-organized advisory system, including well-accomplished experts, can be pawned to close up successfully for earlier member states in agricultural production. Which are the most frequented branches of policy that remain in national authority? We hope we have to regard one by one the most stressed areas, for example, the cooperatives, land policy, tax mechanism, national support possibilities, tailoring agricultural structure, the national relations, vocational teaching and training, scientific research work, just to mention the most distinguished topics. In each case, we have to find out and elaborate how to organize proper consultative system in which geographical distribution, by what type of experts. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not an exaggeration to accentuate the importance of advisory management. That means new perspectives for the existing regional extension service centers, but those have to renew, to rejuvenate themselves according to the challenges of the continuously changing European common agricultural policy reforms. The consumer market of the few member states is in the center of interest. A moment, please. Oh, okay. I find my slide, finally. The consumer market of the new member states is in the center of the interest. It's not correct to attribute to the accession an appearance. If after historical storms, our country, finally we arrived into a safe harbor, ladies and gentlemen, and this was our main target, it's not true. It has to be underlined that the enlargement is fundamental interest of the European Union too. Our continent is constrained to launch into competition with the overseas big powers, for the time being, not with a lot of success. For that's insufficient to start from the present situation, but strategic thinking is needed. Europe is not Europe without the integration of the 12 new and the future members. If those would have been remained outside the European Union, their closing up falls behind. so they would become withdrawal power. In the lack of solvency, they don't enlarge the market of the EU and have less chance for tailoring themselves to the procedures of globalization. Their closing up can be realized only by integration with the other EU countries. The fate of the globe is determined by the big powers, and Europe cannot be a big power without Middle and Eastern European countries. We have to be proud about it, ladies and gentlemen. Consequently, the EU is in a position of necessity. Statistical data reflect obviously the backwardness in the area of economic growth, and this seems to be a long-term phenomenon. Accordingly, the enlargement for the EU is not a noble gesture, not a noble gesture, ladies and gentlemen, but a basic interest, even historical liability from a certain point of view. Of course, the West Europeans don't hear it pleasantly sometimes, but there is no reason for us to be modest, because we don't wait allowances from the European Union, but we want fair treatment. The standpoint that we were, who desired to join, that we were who desired to join to the EU, and the result of this, our obligation is to adjust ourselves completely, can be accepted. But can be accepted only by some sustenance. Surely, we have to tailor ourselves, but not on the account for our agriculture. In this line, we expect mutuality with right. The Roman saying, if one intends to go to Rome, has to behave as a Roman, it is true. But it's not a Bible, it's not carved into stone. Concerning that the industrial and food products of the most developed countries of Europe can stream unhinderedly to the market of the new member state, it's obvious that the realized extra profit compensates abundantly the rich member states for the money paid into the EU budget. This is approximately 1% of their GDP, which appears to be symbolic, especially if we count into consideration it as pro capita. An important part is our EU support derives from the Hungarian taxpayers' pocket, because we don't get much more payments from the EU as much we pay into the European Union budget. So only the surplus derives from the taxpayers of other member countries. From the above mentioned follows some relevant issue. If the European Union represents and enforces the interests of its taxpayers stone hardly, so we cannot be condemned if we do the same. We are not allowed to underestimate our national agricultural policy. Even we have to attribute more importance to that. One commits failure if considers that agriculture is neglectable, turning money only according to the proportion of the national economy. At the same time, the EU has recognized already that the rural sphere is not only an economical, but at the same time a sociological question, ladies and gentlemen, the importance of which cannot be always expressed in figures, in mathematics. The role of the ecological background of agriculture regulations. The EU has been founded by countries which have predominantly oceanic climate. Accordingly, they lay high weight for the pasturing cultures and ruminants, I mean cattle and sheep production. They consider poultry and pig keeping almost as industrial activity and comprehend it as processed cereal. They say that it's a processed cereal, as a matter of fact. That sounds very attractive, but it's not true. They forget sometimes and neglect the genetical and multiplicational background of that particular branches, I mean the pig and poultry keeping. Perhaps we would convince them that if they need the market of the 12 countries having continental climate, the special interest of them cannot to be neglected. We are not able to base our animal keeping on pastures because the Hungarian pastures are not suitable for that. We tried that many times in the past unsuccessfully. We have to utilize our cereals in the first place by pigs and poultry, otherwise because of absence of sea harbor. and the limited transport possibilities, we lose our comparative advances. The position of the crop consumer animals have vital importance for us, therefore we must concentrate similarly as the EU does it for its own specialties. It's intolerable that Hungary is forced to export its cereals ineffectively because of the absence of direct payments for the pig and poultry branches. As a result of this, ladies and gentlemen, rural areas, small regions can go down, which is contradictory to the cohesion policy of the European Union, targeting the closing up of the backward areas. We have to find solution for our neglected branches, not by protectionism, but through improving national figures. It is, by me, it's the most important questions, to improve the natural figures and by, of course, stronger competitiveness. This is an important obligation of the national agricultural policy. Don't misunderstand, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to keep the directives of the common agricultural policy, being basically interested in the uniform, transparent roles and honest behavior on markets. Simultaneously, we have to enforce the possibilities which promotes the position of the crop consumers without going against the principles of the European Union's common agricultural policy. Something about the free streams, ladies and gentlemen. Some people think that national agricultural policy is nothing else but to refuse all, which is not homemade, and they step with particular intensity against the import of agricultural commodities and against foreign investments into agriculture. Instead of technical approach, for instance, the food import led often into demonstrations, and the land market became political battlefield, the economic standpoint of which induces furious opposition in many people. Hungary can be proud of being netto food exporter. If we want other countries to buy agricultural goods from us, we cannot lock ourselves to purchase things from abroad, despite injuring the interest of some producers. So-called interest protectors demand, for example, not to bring pork into home market, but expect other countries to buy their corn surpluses. Ladies and gentlemen, the world market does operate in this way. We just wish to keep the rules of the game. Who don't will keep the rules of the game disqualifies itself from the international division of labor. It does mean that to protect our market is not allowed. The Western countries do that, introducing very sophisticated techniques to prevent their market from import of goods, as we have experienced so bitterly sometimes and so often. However, we have to see that the import limitation causes unfavorable consequence to our export. We have to balance it. The lack of competitiveness cannot be compensated by administrative prohibition. And this is a very important sentence. What I have to repeat, that the lack of competitiveness cannot be compensated by administrative prohibitions and measurements. We pay foreign working power in each imported goods. It can be equalized if we let other countries to pay more and more Hungarian working power. This system has been operated up to our accession. But after, in the last years, we could notice opposite tendencies. The proportion of the export-import decreased dramatically. This phenomenon must be turned back somehow. It's fundamental interest that all the food which can be manufactured here in Hungary possibly must be produced here, paying local working powers instead of foreigners. It happens then if Hungarian farmers can close up on the area of competitiveness. We have to consider that the basic element of market economy is to ensure the free streaming of capital. If it doesn't operate, we cannot speak about market economy. Hungary undertook to ensure the preconditions for that. To invest capital into agriculture, agriculture testifies mainly to purchase arable land. And this action has negative discrimination, can be prohibited for companies and the citizens of the other EU countries. This is one of the basic principles composed in the acquis communautaire. But the member countries are allowed to issue the national preconditions of land market liberalization. This is also a part of the national agricultural policy. The big reformer Széchenyi in 1830, in his book Credit, Hitel, spoke about the lack of capital caused by the limitation of land market. We are wrestling with this problem since this time, we can say. After 2014, to buy land by companies and EU citizens will be legal. We have to find, therefore, it's important, we have to find public agreement to prevent land turnover from speculation. The interest of agricultural investors has to be harmonized with the rightful demands of the Hungarian rural people. One of the reasons of declination of our animal husbandry is that for our big companies dealing with livestock is not allowed to have land, which could be necessary, would be necessary to produce green feed and deposit manure. The land leasing system is not reliable guarantee for that, and the disappearance of the livestock from the farm for numerous Hungarian farms can be disastrous also for crop producers because there is no livestock to feed, ladies and gentlemen. This topic has to be particularly emphasized in the national agriculture policy. The correct monetary and fiscal policy as national obligation. An important part of financial support and national resource can be found in the Hungarian budget, deriving from the taxpayers. Experiences reflect that to reach these resources, it's not easier than to be able to get them at the EU cash desk. The forever floating, parking, postponing, and pulling out payments and terms by the government causes losses and unsatisfaction in farming and decreases the reliability of public institutions. The sums and conditions owed to farmers have to be graved into stones and fulfilled in time instead of uncertain and foggy explanations. When required, political decision is needed. It's not lucky that in the case of matters having vital importance for the society, administrative circles make decisions about financial resources. It's not necessary to wait that the decisions will be forced by demonstrations. Demonstrators, because the payments derive from public money, it would be a natural demand to publish the preferentiated persons or companies and the assigned sums. In a country where the allocation and tax payment is not public, we can hardly speak about transparency. It would be also a part of national agricultural policy. We can't disregard from the fact that among the 12 new member states, Hungary is a netto exporter of agricultural products. Therefore, the government is somehow responsible to help preserving this heritage. The strong national currency took out many billions of forints from the pocket of the food industry, ultimately from the pocket of the farmers. We often forget to speak about losses and impacts caused by an unfavorable monetary policy for the agriculture. However, they are independent from the will of farmers, like drought or a hailstorm, but can induce bigger troubles than those. Export-oriented drawing branches went to floor, perhaps finally. The strong forint is unfavorable for exporters. A responsible national agricultural policy would be able to concern about it. No chance for us without cooperation and integration. The spreading supermarkets brought decisive change in food industry. The market is operated more and more by these multinational firms, reaching decisive share on the food market and dictating all the objective, mostly the prices for the food industry, despite it's mostly in the hand of also in multinational firms. On the other side, thousands and thousands of small-scale farmers are fighting lonely with lost hopes, without perspectives. They have no chance to be equal partners for the supermarkets and the money world. I mean the banks. Their societies are divided, often discussed with each other instead of understanding and elaborating mutual strategical imaginations. Their main task would be to stop dividedness of the world. In Western countries, the political and economical interests of producers are represented by cooperatives, in most cases successfully. In our case, political mistake led to the present stage, the lack of cooperatives. Some politicians interpret the former Hungarian collective funds as kolkhozes, causing by big damages in the heads, removing small-scale farmers' mentality from the chance of survival. Some years ago, the Hungarian parliament created a new cooperation law that can be framed, but it has to be fulfilled with practical content and do it by the farmers itself. And no result without technical knowledge. The value of up-to-date knowledge is increasing everywhere. Consequently, to restructure and retailor our educational system, which is running now in the parliament, to have to the always changing requirements has vital importance. We need not old-fashioned farmers, but competitive, constructive, well-accomplished managers. It is not enough only to harmonize the educational scheme with the EU. One has to estimate the demand of the particular professions and adjust the proportion of level to the practical demands. One has to shape the desirable share of teaching and research activities within the higher education, considering that we are operating in a market economy. The vocational training and teaching and training is also a part of national agricultural policy. Hungary can appear in the single market with particular products, having local characteristics to increase the choice. To realize that it's necessary to have plant and animal varieties bred especially for our local ecological conditions. The research work has to be targeted into this particular direction instead of the present diversification. We have to mention that regional extension management will be built up within short time. The practical knowledge has to be forwarded to the farmers. Though we repeat continuously that the best investment is education and research, unfortunately, we neglect to enforce that particular principle into the praxis. Our educational research institutions are fighting with everyday's financial disturbances and problems. To support that area is not prohibited in the EU, so the national policy has the task to discover possibilities to improve the situation. The Bologna process alone is not able to do that. We have to reorganize the system of vocational education, maybe on market basis. We have to make clear for the students who are here, ladies and gentlemen, that their future living standard and the life quality depend on the efforts and spiritual economic investments. All that must encourage students and scholars alike for higher achievement. Remember that the educational policy remained in the competence of the member states. And the last side, ladies and gentlemen, the interest of food economy is independent from the daily policy. We prepared ourselves more than 10 years to be member of the EU. The chance to gain supports is given for every roller of the production. But the illusions of easy money disappeared slowly. Only the possibilities given. The utilization needs a rank of new knowledge at home and hard advance in the European Parliament's policy and diplomacy. Two different types of agriculture policy cannot represent it simultaneously. In the question of agriculture, we would rise above the egoistic political interest because we have only one agriculture, ladies and gentlemen, which is quite vulnerable, and because agriculture is the fate of the rural areas. The discussions have to be placed to practical basis involving the Dutch people and to create a situation near to consensus for the sake of the future of inhabitants in the countryside. As a matter of fact, well-articulated and strong agricultural and rural policy at the national level is not only a chance, but also an obligation for us. And that's what we have to serve. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.